Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell is suing the state over an airport authority law again. During this year's legislative session, the Tennessee General Assembly passed a law that overhauls some of the airport authority boards across the state. These boards, which manage airports, are typically appointed by city governments. Under the new law, state leaders would have the say about who sits in the majority of seats. This is not the first time the legislature has sought control. In 2023, the state passed a law to overhaul only Nashville's board. Metro Legal sued, claiming it unfairly targeted Nashville. But then the legislature passed the latest law, overtaking multiple airport authorities, including Nashville. A backlog of untested crime kits in Nashville could soon come to an end. For WPLN, Emily West reports the latest $250,000 federal grant will help Metro process sexual assault evidence.
The funds will send 183 rape kits to a lab outside of Nashville for a faster turnaround. Rachel Freeman, CEO of the Sexual Assault Center, says waiting in limbo for scientists to test the kits weighs heavily on victims.
I hope that that can provide some hope to victims and survivors. It's not a perfect system, and it is not always the most victim-friendly, but we are making great strides.
The backlog has been a major problem in Tennessee in recent years. Back in 2014, there were 9,000 untested kits statewide, primarily in Memphis. As Nashville was opening up its own crime lab, victims were still waiting as long as 2 years on results. Now, Freeman says the local backlog will leave about 200 kits in need of testing. Emily West, WPLN News.
There's a break in the rain today, but more is expected through the coming weekend. In recent years, wet conditions have wreaked havoc on the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival in Manchester, which is scheduled to start Thursday. But so far this year, it appears the show will go on. Bonnaroo's Instagram posted Monday promoting this year's food vendors, craft sellers, and merch. The festival has improved drainage on the farm, reduced overall capacity, and rearranged its programming.